or have another print disability which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. These are from Wednesday, July 29th, 2026, and we begin as always with High and Lois. High says, "What was that?" There's a rumble off panel. "It felt like an earthquake." As Trixie looks down, "Are you mad at us?" Zitz. Dad says, "You ever wonder how Jeremy sees us?" "Huh?" Simone says, "I mean, does he see us as teachers, protectors, obstacles? It's just interesting to think about as we see what Jeremy thinks of them as dad's an ATM and mom's a cook." "Hi, guys." Blondie and Dijon are in the car. As Dijon says, "I was up way too late watching my favorite new season, my favorite cooking competition show last night. This is going to be the dreamiest season yet." "Huh? Why is that?" "I've never seen so many cute guys who actually know how to bake."
Beetle Bailey, General says to Miss Buxton, their co-worker, "Sometimes I wonder where I'd be if I hadn't joined the army."
"He'd probably be CEO of a failing company, but he'd be making a lot more money."
Hagar the Horrible, Hagar says to a wagon repair, is it the wagon repair shop? The guy at the shop says, "As a courtesy, we offer a loaner wagon while yours is in the shop." As it's the Stu the Baker Jr. pulled by a little goat, "I'll walk." Break of day. We see an unhoused man sitting on the side of the road and with a sign that says, "Please help. I wish I had a higher salary cap." As this cap is where the money is being put in. Family circus. Mom says as Billy's leaving with his lizard, "Not wanting a lizard in my house is not racism." And Barney Google and Snuffy Smith. Snuffy's listening to the radio. "Uh-oh, appears the Hubcap Smith's been disqualified. We're getting word they made illegal modifications to his race car and they'll be launching an investigation to find out how the heck he got his hands on rocket fuel." You've been listening to a reading of the day's newspaper comics on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.